I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A heat wave is impacting Siouxland. A heat advisory kicked off at noon and will run through tomorrow night for a large section of the region, including northwest Iowa, southeast South Dakota, and Dixon and Dakota counties in northeast Nebraska. The heat index will reach into the triple digits. The National Weather Service has this advice. They say drink plenty of fluids, stay in air conditioning if possible, stay out of the sun, and take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. Meanwhile, state agricultural experts say dry conditions are impacting crops in western Iowa. According to the United States Drought Monitor, more than half of the state is considered abnormally dry, or about 40% of the state is in moderate to severe drought. The map shows that most of northwest Iowa is experiencing moderate drought. There is more severe drought impacting counties closer to Des Moines. The state climatologist says with sparse rainfall and unseasonably warm temperatures, drought conditions have deteriorated rapidly in some parts of west central Iowa. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has partnered up with the USDA and Iowa Department of Agriculture to offer webinars each Thursday starting next week for farmers and producers impacted by drought conditions in the state. Meetings will also take place in some of the more severely impacted counties August 3rd through the 7th. You can find more information on our website. Go to kwit.org and find links to sign up for the webinars. The number of positive cases of the novel coronavirus in Iowa has reached 41,000, according to the latest information from the state coronavirus website. There have been 820 deaths. That's an increase of 5 deaths over a 24-hour period. There were more than 450 new positive cases, with 14 more in Woodbury County, according to Siouxland District Health, for a total of more than 3,500 and 47 deaths. In Nebraska, there are more than 23,800 positive cases and 316 deaths, and South Dakota has tracked 66 new cases for more than 8,100 in all and 121 deaths. And health officials in South Dakota say one of their top priorities is helping schools reopen amid the pandemic, but they're leaving it up to school administrators to decide whether or not to require masks. Most schools in South Dakota are planning to allow students into classrooms. Requiring teachers and students to wear masks has been an item of debate at school board meetings statewide. The South Dakota State Medical Association has urged school administrators to require masks. The state health department is preparing to conduct contact tracing in schools. The state's largest district in Sioux Falls doesn't have a requirement for face coverings in its reopening plan. As South Dakota looks to use $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funding, the most spending has been for law enforcement. The money sent by Congress was part of a $2.2 trillion stimulus. It was a major windfall for the state of South Dakota, but the funds had to be used in addressing the pandemic, and money that wasn't used has to be returned at the end of the year. Governor Kristi Noem's administration found out that they could use the money to pay salaries for law enforcement officers. That decision has drawn questions from lawmakers on a committee auditing the budget. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Here's a look at that hot forecast. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon.